Doll? Hey, I got your text. Is everything okay? What? What? No. Doll. Shh. It's okay. Just slow down. It's all right. I'm here. Okay. My God. I mean, you texted me that something bad happened, but Jesus. Come on, let's go over and sit, okay? Okay. You texted me your roommate is in the hospital, but are you okay? Okay, good. Tell me what happened from the beginning. What? Oh, doll, we talked about this. You can't be practicing your magic when I'm not there. I told you something like this might happen. Even with how far you've advanced in your progress, stuff like this can still be dangerous, and you're not at the level where you can practice on your own. Especially with non-wielders living with you. Oh, no, doll. I know you wouldn't do that on purpose. I trust you. I believe you. Oh, God, you really are shaken up over this, aren't you? Hey, I'm sure she's gonna be just fine. You're not that powerful yet that you can do any real damage. It's gonna be okay. Yes, I promise. Okay? We'll take this as the lesson that it is and move on. Okay? Good. God, the way you were texting me, you got me all worried over nothing. I had to leave my clan in the dust just to come check on you. Yeah, my clan. I've told you about them before. No, I've definitely mentioned them before. I talk about them all the time. They're like family to me. I mean, I've known Isaiah for years, ever since I was turned. Well, you've had a pretty rough night, so I won't hold it against you for forgetting a few things. But, yeah, I was with them. We were on our way back home from where we get our usual blood donations. Technically, we all live in the same apartment complex, but essentially, it's all together. Yeah, you could say a lot of us are in the same boat in that department. Actually, all of us are in the same boat. Turned without any knowledge of who our makers were. No bond to follow, and no sires to answer to. We kind of just found each other. Yeah, I guess it is kind of nice being around people who are like me. It's nice having people who understand. Kind of like how I understand you. I might not be able to use blood magic anymore, but I get it. Which is why I knew better and told you not to practice with anything more than those 3 drops of blood I gave you. Remember that? No, I get it. It's very exciting, and I want you to be excited about practicing and learning, but don't get ahead of yourself. Still worried about the roommate? I don't see why you would be. She's at the hospital. She's being taken care of. She's... What? No, you didn't. Really? You... You managed a full external blood manipulation on a person you've never exchanged blood with. But you two have never exchanged blood. At least not that you've told me about. Really? That's impressive. It's incredible. How did it feel? No. No, 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 no. Doll, doll, doll. It's supposed to feel like that. That rush of power. The surge of confidence, the way you can feel the control tighten between your fingertips. It's supposed to feel like that, and it is supposed to feel good. Do not feel bad about that. Don't feel guilty. Your roommate will be just fine. This is the kind of progress we were looking for. You're discovering the extent of your power's potential, and that's amazing. It's wonderful. You should be proud. You have come so much farther than I ever would have expected in such a short amount of time. You really are coming into your own. Of course, now that we know you're capable of this, and we know you can't control it yet, we're gonna have to get a lot more strict on when you can practice your magic. I mean, unless you want to go roommate hunting again, but... Well, of course this could happen again. I mean, you didn't even know you could do that, and you sent your roommate to the hospital. Can you imagine what might happen if you start strengthening that ability? Practicing that specifically? That would not go well for a non-wielder. Hell, that wouldn't go well for me, and I'm a vampire. I'll talk with my clan and see if I can get some extra time away so I can practice with you more. I mean... Obviously, I can't spend all of my time away from my family, but I'm sure they'll understand if they knew how important you are and all the progress you're making. Oh, yeah, of course. Oh no, it's not a big deal at all, and I would much rather be here with you, supporting you through all this. Absolutely, you can ask me anything. I do remember that conversation. I also remember promising never to bring it up again. Well, fair enough. Yes, the offer is still on the table. Really? You're sure? Doll, that's a big step. I mean, that's pulling you away from your home, your job, your life, your friends. That's pulling you away from your home, your job, your friends, your whole life. Okay. If you're sure, I would be more than happy to have you stay with me while you practice. Of course. And it wouldn't just be me. You can meet the whole clan. It'll be like you're part of the family, I guess. And you're sure about this? No hesitation? No second guessing? Amazing. Well, I think we can definitely make that work. I'll talk to the clan and we'll sort something out. And in the meanwhile, I guess you better start packing. We can consider this your upgrade in training, I guess. Yeah, it'll be just like a superhero montage, I guess. All right, if we're gonna do this, we better make it quick before sunrise. Okay, I'll call Isaiah and you get a head start to your apartment. Go start packing. Oh, and Doll? Thank you for trusting me. And thank you for making this so fucking easy.